Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And who is not a fan of looking for ghosts? Come on. I mean, I don't care if you say it out loud or not. You know that you're into ghost adventures. And the all-new season of Ghost Adventures premieres on the Discovery Channel tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we've got one of the ghost hunters, Jay Wasley, on with us. Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Randy.
Yeah, listen, so you started on this program in season 4, so it had already been going for a while, and you started on the show as a sound mixer and audio guy, which I greatly appreciate audio guys. Did you come to this thing, Jay, as kind of like just another gig, or were you into ghosts? What was your kind of mindset going into this?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It was honestly a mix of both. You know, at the time, it was just a gig. I was working a lot of TV, as doing camera or sound, and, you know, they called me up and brought me out to do sound. And so at first, like, oh, it's just another gig. But it kind of tied into my childhood, because when I was a kid, I was very into the paranormal. I was very into studying the unknown, and, you know, I was just fascinated by it all. And then, you know, you get older and you got to pay the bills and you go to work and, you know, you kind of become an adult in life and you kind of forget those little things, those little dreams you have as a kid. And, you know, so when I did get this gig, it kind of just came flooding back. And then the connection I made with the guys, literally becoming my best friends and being such a small group of us, you know, we got closer and closer. And there's been points, and we've had conversations where, like, we feel like this was a meant to be type situation where, sure, like, the four of us getting together has some kind of bigger meaning, you know, and there's a weird reason why we all did, and we all have our own experiences. And so it kind of just came back, and now to be able to, you know, do what I love with the paranormal plus filmmaking, it's a win-win, and it's amazing every day that I get to do this.
That's so cool. We're talking to a ghost hunter, Jay Wasley, here on the National Defense. All new season of Ghost Adventures premieres on Discovery Channel tonight. And man, you talk about a fan base. When you guys were on the Travel Channel during your last season, 10 million fans watched this show, which gives you some idea about, you know, what people are into. And Jay, I know that people suggest stuff and locations to you probably all the time. I got one for you. I just got back from Los Angeles, my daughter's wedding, and it was at the Houdini Estate in Laurel Canyon.
Oh, wow.
I don't
know of that
spot. do you?
Yeah, I know of it. We haven't been there. We haven't filmed there. I think we've talked about it. I don't know if we've looked into it fully or not, or they wouldn't let us, or who knows, but I definitely know, like, the history. Like, that place would be amazing to investigate. And I think it's definitely one of the spots on our list that we keep. You know, sometimes we get turned down, but then we'll try again in a year or two and just keep pushing. So hopefully we'll get in there one day.
Yeah, they got to stay overnight for their wedding night there. And my son-in-law absolutely believes he heard some things, little bumps during the night. What's the most freaked out you've ever been?
I mean, there's definitely been a few for different reasons. One that always comes back to me is I was in an old saloon in Prescott, Arizona, and in the basement of the saloon there was a crawl space, and the people that worked there felt like there was some kind of evil entity that resided from this crawl space and would come out and kind of, you know, terrorize them. So I go in there by myself and I'm crawling around in my stomach. Nothing's really happening at first, so I start kind of trying to pick it up and antagonize it a little bit, call this thing out. And all of a sudden, something grabs my leg. I'm on my belly. I'm crawling. I'm a big guy. Something grabs my leg. You can see I have the camera kind of in front of me pointing back. You see there's nothing behind me. I get dragged away. I drop the camera. I get dragged away a good 3-4 feet, and there's nothing there. And I'm in a crawl space, so I can't just get up and run. But I'm yelling. I'm freaking out. I'm starting to kick and, you know, spin around, do anything I can. I don't know what's going on, and it's just getting dusty, and I lost my mind. It just terrified me. It still terrifies me, honestly, now, to, you know, when there's nothing there and you physically feel something grab you, and, you know, that sets the bar to be like, wow, this is serious. This is
oh, man.
It's a lot more than just looking for Casper or something, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, just the phrase crawl space, you know, nobody should ever go into a crawl space.
Do that alone.
We're talking to Jay Wasley here on the National Defense, the all-new season of Ghost Adventures premiering tonight. And, you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever done anything on a military base or maybe some closed base?
Yeah, we've done a few bases. We did one outside of Los Angeles. I forget the name of the base, but it was actually active. It was actually was firing during the famous Battle of Los Angeles, the UFO sighting.
Yes,
where,
yes.
The military actually fired onto some kind of ships off the coast there. I can't remember the name of the base, but we did that place, which was really cool. We did another really old military base outside of London, which is really cool. This one was cool because it was kind of like, I don't know, I'm giving away secrets, but it was kind of one of those hidden, like, it was all grown over and kind of like an underground bunker type
base. Oh, yeah, right, right, yeah.
You know, and that place was pretty wild. There's definitely, you know, some energy there. And I think that is, I think people, you know, when they go to war, they go to battle, that's such an intense experience. It's such an intense release of energy that there's no doubt that that energy still lingers in those places.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've heard stories like that too. But I'm also fascinated by this 2-hour episode you guys have to kick off the season, investigating the secrets along the Hoover Dam's Lake Mead. And I've been to that place a few times, and there, I always get kind of a weird feeling there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you think of it as like, you know, summer vacation, people out boating and swimming and having a good time. But we've, you know, out here, we're in a pretty bad drought. So the water level's been dropping. And in the last couple of years, barrels have been washing up and they're finding bodies in these barrels. So that's kind of what piqued our interest at first. And we're like, wow, like something's going on out there. Let's look into this. Check it out. So we get out there and we start investigating. We start doing our interviews. And we're talking to the National Park Service workers, and they start telling us that this isn't new. This isn't just something that's a fluke that they found a few bodies. They tell us there's been thousands of deaths at this lake. Not just a few, but thousands.
Wow.
And it blew our mind. It just opened it up to such a bigger, massive case that we weren't expecting. And on top of that, not just finding bodies, we have, you know, park rangers telling us that they're seeing shape-shifting animals out in the remote parts of the park.
What? What?
Some kind of shape-shifting creatures that they see that will, like, go from, like, human to wolf or vice versa. And this just, this, like, your just response, we were the same way. We're like, wow, this is much bigger than we thought it was. And we turned it into a 2-hour special. We probably could have done even more. It was nonstop and just the history and the stories we just started hearing. And then we go out there and the experiences that, you know, we document some amazing paranormal activity. We use some high-end technology to map out, and we think we might have actually caught a shape-shifting creature. You guys will have to see and let us know.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right.
We do a LIDAR scan, and we capture something that I'm getting chills now just talking about it. It blew my mind.
All right, you got me. You got me. I'm in. Ghost Adventures on Discovery Channel. And that's also a great reminder about Lake Mead and the bodies in the barrels to always pay your gambling debts. Always pay the gambling debts. Right, Jay?
Absolutely.
And
just don't borrow money.
That's right. That's right. Jay, hey, thank you, man, for the time and great show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.